The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Look who's coming out of the woodwork. We are.
The housing market's recovering, and as a result, consumer confidence is picking up.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. There's still a long way to go, economists will tell you, but there is evidence that people who've been afraid to buy are finally buying again. And it's as close as that real estate sign with the word sold on it. In fact, home buyers like Sarah Mertz in Oakland, California, are suddenly finding themselves in bidding wars.
6 months, nine offers.
6 months, nine offers.
She told CBS's John Blackstone she was offering to put 20% down, but the market is so hot, sometimes even that isn't enough.
From our experience, there's not a lot on the market. And so when there is a house that we're excited about, so is everybody else.
And many of those everybody else's, they've got cash.
Yeah. A lot of it.
And the cash is coming from people sick of seeing fractional interest rates on their savings accounts and weary of gyrations in the stock market. They want a nest egg that doesn't just exist on paper, so they're spending again. Here's Michelle Myers, an economist with Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
The data shows that the economy is continuing to heal and at a faster pace than what we had been initially expecting at Bank of America.
And what's good for housing also turns out to be good for auto dealers. CBS's Anthony Mason talked with Jeff Enright, the managing partner of Park City Ford in Dallas, Texas.
We don't want to get overexcited, but we are because we see things picking up across the board.
Construction is picking up as the housing market bounces back. And that's lifting auto sales for Enright's dealership and others.
You know, they need what? They need trucks. And that's what they're buying.
By the way, Sarah Mertz finally got that house in Oakland after agreeing to pay $100,000 above the asking price. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.